Well, that was Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.
You know what? I'm so glad that Paul K went 1 minute into my program because I'm totally unprepared, which is very, very unprofessional as normal. Anyway, good afternoon. It's Sunday. I'll have a quick look at the watch. Wait a minute. I'll tell you the date now. It's the 15th of the 12th. That's right. And thanks again to Paul K. He's good, you know. Right, Andy with you for about 45 minutes. My first record is Wang Chung. Mind how you say that.
Well, it's 4.5 minutes past the hour at 1 o'clock on C104. Do you remember Dance Hall Days from about 18 months ago? Well, that's Wang Chung with a totally different format. I like that record, and I must thank the character. Sorry, I must thank Colin for, of course, to loan that record. Yes, well, it is in fact true. I may as well tell you, John Dwyer, in fact, is on a vacation for about 4 weeks. He's gone to Ireland, and he's on Radio West 765. I notice Paul has given me the job of telling you that. Anyway, record number two on my particular slot is Bruce Foxton and Freak.
Freak!
Keep up, he's my friend of mine.
by Bruce Foxton. Talking of John Dwyer, well, of course, the boss is away. Well, the mice will play, and we're certainly not keeping the clutter-free format this week, are we? You just imagine John there in Ireland at the moment. Oh, well, let's be radio... No, that's a Scottish accent, isn't it? Never mind. Actually, Paul K can do it better, I must admit. 8.5 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. As you know, I don't have to tell you, do I? Of course, Christmas is in a couple of days' time, 10 days' time, and I suppose I'm going to have to play a Christmas record, aren't I? And the only record I've ever liked by Wham is this one.
Produced by Mr. and Mrs. Davis on the 1st of the 10th, 1950, it's the unbelievable Andy Davis!
Isn't nature wonderful?
Oh, George, I've got such big muscles. I'll play that one for my woman. I called her my young lady last week, and the girl the week before, so my woman this week. She likes that one. She's very sentimental about Christmas. I must admit, I like it as well, the roasties and the and the mint sauce. That's Christmas by Wham. Okay, I must say hi to Rod this week. Hi, Rod. Not the weather for gardening, is it? Hi also to Colin and Tony from WABC 97.6. And also Phil, as well as Mike and Keith. And Steve Davis. And they're from WFM 903. And listen to me now, listen. Sunday, December 29th, a little link-up is being provided by WABC 976 and... some of the jocks from C104 as well as WABC and WFM are all joining together to do something like an 8 or 9 hour extravaganza on 97.6. That's Sunday the 29th of December, and that goes into early Monday morning the 30th of December. Right now, get a load of this band. These are Mike Scott and the Waterboys, who sound like an advert for a maternity hospital, but that's a personal joke. Here's something from their LP anyway.
She's mine, I know why. Somewhere a flower has to grow for every flower that dies. I'm stricken with fever, but my heart is strong as steel. I'm ready to go anywhere. I can believe, I can feel. Friend, I always recognize her face. It's a plague of fools thrown aside forever by her soft and silent grace. She is reckless as a maiden, gentle as a stone. She's ready to go anywhere to carry me back home. Winter time, when Jesus cries out to save your baby's heart. Primal truth as pure as ice. And though they crucified him on a cross and dragged his words from prayer to curse, he was able to go anywhere.
hunky, hanky stuff. Well, Mike's Got in the Water Boys, who are going, sadly, very, very down the chart of the Hole of the Moon. That's something from their album called The Water Boys. Good, that one. Like it. 19.5 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on C104. Well, Paul Kay is just leaving. He's off to see his young lady in his car. There's something suspicious about his car, you know. I don't know how he does this. PK1 registration plate on a 1963 Hillman Imp. It's not right, you know.
I can see we're thinking about the same things. Yes, I see your expression when the phone rings. We both know there's something happening here. There's no sense in dancing around the subject. A wound gets worse when it's treated with neglect. Well, don't turn now. There's nothing here to fear.
Well, they could meet, the walls run high to veil the swelling tears.
No prizes for guessing the title of that one. You Can Talk to Me. Do I win a prize? Right, 23 and a half minutes past 1 o'clock on C104. Today, we are manually going to smash over the air 3 records. And they are, of course, Shake and Stevens, also Sun City by Artists United Against Apartheid, and that Madonna Dress You Up. So a couple, sound effects department, please, at the ready. Thank you.
Rock on the shore at C104.
Right, well, Paul Kay said, since it upset me so much about his PK1 on his Hillman Imp, next week he's coming with his Ford Anglia registration PK5. Thanks, Paul. For you, here's Walter Murphy.
I got a misdirection. Living in knife isn't helping my complexion. Get some pants that fit. She just won't approve of my strange wit. I get so excited, always got the wounds. Now let's send me off, let them take the cure. Don't need a cure, don't need a cure, don't need a cure, need a solution. To a sonic reduction. Your tongue's gonna sound like a nuclear destruction. Seems I'm a victim of natural selection. Meet me on the other side, another direction.
You know, that 25 second gap in the centre of that record is very off-putting, isn't it, eh? 26 and a half minutes past 1 o'clock on C401 in reverse. That's Final Solution by Peter Murphy. I must say hi and thank you to young Christine Wobbly, who's just brought me in a cup of tea. Listen, we can do this on the air because the boss is away. Ah, in stereo as well. Right, get your tape recorders out because there is no way I'm going to allow you to record this next thing.
And now,
what will happen next?
A gramophone record of esteemed repute. The station that goes in one ear and stays there.
Kevin Palmer.
Okay, sound effects. I think they got the message. Sound of thing. Thank you. I think they've got the message now. You gathered you weren't allowed to call that. Actually, no. I'll let you into the story now. That's a very, very, very hot American import which costed Colin Sayer and myself. No, sorry. It costed Colin Sayer a lot of money, but which Colin Sayer swapped it to me for my 1984 Ferrari Dino, which is why I'm not allowing you to record it. And of course, it's a 12-inch. We Built This City by Jefferson Starship. It's a lovely record. If you can get your little mitts on it. And we play that one once again for Sandy, the C104 tea, coffee, coke. Oh, and while we're at it, Bitter Lemon Lady, who still loves the bones of that one. Jefferson Starship, a classic. Now, I was going on last week about how certain 12-inch jobs, if you'll pardon the E-X-P-R-E-S-S-I-O-N, are a big con and they sound just like the 7-inch. This one is no exception. It's the 12-inch, which is exactly the same as the 7-inch, level 42, and leaving me now. In fact, it makes me so angry. Phil James, if you're listening, can we have a few sound effects, please? Thank you. By the way, I didn't get a Christmas card, Mr. James. I didn't, no. Your conscience.
It seems true love is so rare. Seems all I've known is to see. Your laughter fills the air. Once more. I'm sensing defeat, and I suppose
it's 23 minutes under 2 o'clock, going off the air around a quarter to 2, for certain reasons. I think it's called a heart attack, actually, yeah. It's a lovely record, even though it's the same as a 7-inch. Level 42, Leaving Me Now. I was saying to Paul K, that's got a touch of the Toto's. There's something about it. The group Toto's, not the expression Toto's. Oh, by the way, most of the records on this particular spot have been once again supplied very kindly by Wabs976. That's Mr. Colin Sayer. Oh, and Colin, if you're listening, Paul K has sent me a message. He says, please would you play for him tonight if you can? Clarence Clemens and Jackson Brown, and you're a friend of mine, as he's into it, and he'll have his tape recorder ready, so don't talk over it, all right? It's C104 broadcasting on 104 MHz FM in stereo. Andy with you, as I mentioned, for another 6 minutes or so. Now, here's a record which tells you how to use sex as a weapon. Yeah. Bit of advice there. There are a bit of advice for you for Sunday afternoon. Stop using sex as a weapon, which means get up, out of bed, and stop having a lie. All right? Right. This is my final record, I'm afraid. It's time to go now. Hope you enjoyed the Prague for the last 1¾ hours. On behalf of myself and Paul Kate, thanks very much for listening. We hope to see you again same time, sometime next week anyway, next Sunday. Don't forget, on 97.6 tonight between 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock, there's Colin Sayer and Tony Hayes with WABC. Lots of records worth recording, so stay in there, won't you?
Once again, the man with the biggest fan mail on this station, it's... Andy Davis again!
Well, the only fans we've got in this studio are the ones which rotate on the ceiling, but that's a very, very old joke. I'm sorry. Couldn't resist that one. Following myself in 3 minutes' time is what's called a blank hiss or a blank carrier. We'll finish off with John Parr and Love Grammar. See you again soon. Ta-ra from myself and Paul Kay. Ta-ra.
Remind you that you're tuned in to the one and only Andy Davis.